Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey,
whoa. Hey. What's up?
That's right. You are now rocking with the best, guaranteed to give you everything you need in the world of entertainment news. And before we get this party started, we got to bounce the virtual ball over to the West Coast. Check in with Heidi, Frank, and Chewy. What up, y'all?
What up?
What's
hey,
up?
Everybody.
Good to see you.
What up?
Now, Dwayne The Rock Johnson likes to get up close and personal to his wife's lady parts. We'll explain. He's smelling what she's cooking.
Did you say Headcrack? He likes to what?
The Rock is smelling what she's cooking, apparently. Has Octavia Spencer been lying to us about her age? And did Victoria Beckham actually crack a smile for once? We have the photographic proof. And our man Andrew Freund sits down with the first ever female winner of the Masked Singer, the one and only Candy Burris. First, Heidi, what's going on?
That's right. All right. Well, it looks like Rihanna may have wanted to hide one of her past flings under her umbrella. So on the Throwing Fits podcast, co-host Lawrence Schlossman and James Harris dished about the celebrities who've hated something that they've said about them in the past. And apparently, Riri and Travis Scott were part of that list. Now, Lawrence revealed he spilled the tea about the two superstars hanging out together on the down low in 2015, and they were pissed. Now, here's what he said about that. I broke the news about him and Rihanna, which they told me not to do. It's not because he's like, don't tell anyone I'm smashing Rihanna. It's because Rihanna's like, don't tell anyone that I'm smashing Travis Scott. Please. Obviously, it's embarrassing as
if I was smashing Rihanna, I'd buy a plane and it would ride it in the sky.
Yo, if I was smashing Rihanna, I would change my name to Smashing Rihanna. Like, that'd be my new name right there.
I don't blame her. I would be terribly embarrassed to let people know that I was with Travis Scott. I mean, look at him.
What's wrong with Travis Scott?
A lot of people like Travis Scott. He's kind of popping in the
street. Right. He might be popping in the street, but he ain't cute for one thing. That's why Kylie Jenner goes back and forth.
But that's your own opinion, Gary. That's your opinion. Apparently, he's cute to Kylie. She's still with him.
Well, now, of course, like, look at
black man is cute to Kylie. So, yes, I mean, there you have it.
No.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys, if you're Dwayne The Rock Johnson's wife, be prepared for him to be all up in your spot, and I'm not talking about your house. No, I'm talking about your, I'm talking about the parts down under. Did you like that?
Oh, wow.
No, you didn't like that? That was really nice.
Oh, wow. Nice, Chewy. Oh,
yeah. Thank you. Spicer Sturgis. In a recent interview, The Rock revealed that he was front and center in the delivery room for all three of his daughter's births. He said, and I quote, I was right there. I'm that dad. My wife's head is up there, and I'm right here like, let me see the baby. So,
I think it's perfect, okay? Because 9 times out of 10, we don't get to see what's going on down there. And if the guy passes out because he can't stand a little blood or see it really bust open, then we don't get to see the full experience. But like Rock, I'm
Portia,
sure
was Dennis
camera,
there?
Dennis was there.
Was Dennis there, Portia?
Dennis was there, but he was. Really? I had a C-section, so it was a little different. It looked like murder.
Oh, that's grotesque.
Slaughtered, okay?
Yo, being in the delivery room is such a wild range of emotions because, like, you know, it's like watching your favorite turtleneck get ruined, and then also at the same time, like, you respect female strength. Like, I look at women like they could, like, you know, like someone just took a bullet. You know what I mean? Because, like, it takes a lot of strength to make
that
happen.
Are you okay?
All right, not all wrestlers are into having babies. Former WWE star Nikki Bella, she recently sat down with Maria Menounos on her show, Better Together, and revealed that her ex, John Cena, he was willing to go halvesies on a baby with her, but she decided they should part ways because, yeah, he really didn't want to have kids. Wow. But he's like, you know what, I'll do it for you.
Oh, no.
And then she decided, you know, I don't want him to regret, you know, later in life, having this baby with me. So, well, just take a look at what she said.
I do have to say, like, overall, we did have such an incredible relationship. It was just two people that wanted two different lives, but were trying so hard to make it one. And it was like, even in the end, when he was like willing to give me kids, I could just tell, like, it's not what he wanted. And that's really, like, you know, what pushed me in the end was like, am I going to force someone to be a father? Like, what if, I'll never forget, I think it was my life coach. She goes, what if he looks at you down the road and just regrets everything?
So basically, she said, you know, he was willing to have the baby with her, but, you know, he didn't really want it. So, Portia, did she do the right thing by getting rid of him?
Yeah, listen, here's my thing. If you have an unplanned pregnancy, then both of you all have to adjust. But they were planning, and she was planning to have a baby. And yes, you want to be pregnant the whole experience with someone who is looking at her like her now boyfriend. Like, you know, expecting and ready for it. You don't want a man just because he loved you to have a baby with you.
Frank said when he first saw his kid, I was like, did you just feel an overwhelming love and like your whole life change? What'd you say, Frank?
What the hell is this? My life's changing because I have to take care of this thing. It can't take care of itself.
You didn't have an overwhelming...
You can't be selfish anymore.
It's like,
it was like, I know I'm supposed to love this thing, but I don't even know this thing yet. And it's my responsibility to keep this thing alive.
It's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming.
But, Frank, he had no idea the baby was even coming. That's what I said, a surprise baby. Okay? We're talking about a couple, you know.
I'm not getting an oral swab on the baby. I'm giving it to Maury. I'm going to take this Maury.
Plucking the baby hair, trying to check it. We're talking about somebody who wanted it.
Yeah, by the way, there was no dancing when Frank was on Maury Povich. No dancing
All right, you guys. Kenneth Babyface Edmonds might want to add the title of relationship expert to his resume, honey, because while celebrating his 25th anniversary of Waiting to Exhale soundtrack that he wrote and produced, might I add, the Grammy Award-winning producer and singer revealed that he once gave the late Aretha Franklin some dating advice. He said, 5 years ago, I sat in her dressing room with her, and she told everyone to leave. And then she said, you be writing all these love songs, and I want your advice. She said, I'm seeing this gentleman, and I'm going to tell you some of the things he's been doing. She said, I'm trying to decide if I want to date him or not. I said, I wouldn't trust this gentleman. About a month later, I got a call and she said, you were right, Face. He wasn't the one.
Ooh. Wow.
Respect. Respect.
That's dope.
So, Portia, P. Willie, are you shocked that an elder at her age asked somebody over 20 years younger than her for dating advice?
Let me tell you something. It don't matter what age a person is, as long as it's the man or someone of the opposite sex, okay? We women make excuses for men. We don't want to see the red flag. Sometimes you got to ask a man so he can tell you what he sees in another man.
Yep.
And nine times out of ten, they are right. They are right. Yep. When they tell you that somebody ain't about
nothing,
they
ain't about
nothing.
You got to be careful, though, Portia. You got to be careful who you ask, because if you ask the guy who may have a little something for you, that he's like, he's a fool, man. I don't like, you know, you have to ask a guy who you know has no interest in you that way. Otherwise, he's going to be dogging that other guy.
I agree with Heidi 100% because, Portia, I think you should be single. So I don't know.
Did Victoria Beckham finally flash her pearly whites? We'll tell you more about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hello.
All right. Let's talk Victoria Beckham, a.k.a. Posh Spice. Now, she's known for being very straight-faced. You rarely see a picture of her smiling. I don't think she's smiled since she was with the Spice Girls, honestly. But finally, Victoria has shown some happiness, and her 15-year-old son, Cruz Beckham, shared this pic with the caption, apparently my mum does smile. And then Dad David decided to get a little cheeky as well, saying, how wide are mum at Victoria Beckham's teeth? Tooth emoji. It's Ross from Friends, crying, laughing emoji. Now, of course, this is a reference to the Friends episode where Ross was getting ready to go on a date and he decided he wanted to whiten his teeth, but he over-whitened and looked absolutely ridiculous. Now, Headcrack, do you think it's hard to not be a goofball when you have kids? Like, they bring out something different in you, and that's what's happening here, Headcrack?
It's always easier to smile the first hour of the day being around the kids. So, like, this was definitely taken early in the morning. Definitely early.
Oh, the robes are on. It's early.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. As the day progresses, you get regular posh.
You're like, get out of here!
When do I get my time?
This is just the fact that the quarantine is affecting everybody. Victoria Beckham's Botox finally wore off, so her teeth can actually be shown now.
No,
she needs to go get an appointment.
That's what it is!
She's a sweetheart.
Oh, damn it. Now people are going to know when I'm happy.
This is no good.
All right, y'all. Well, a belated happy birthday is in order for Miss Octavia Spencer. Happy birthday. Celebrated her birthday on May 25th, but y'all guess what?
Why?
Our auntie has been lying to us, y'all. She has been lying to us. Yeah, she is lying to us about her age. Now, she shared this video on Instagram, and she finally told the truth. Check it out.
Hey, y'all. Sitting out here in the backyard, drinking some sangria, eating some potato chips, listening to Ronnie Mills sap. Celebrating my birthday, the big 50. Yeah, I know, I've been saying I'm 48, but the internet will always win. People putting dates, numbers. I thought we went to school together. I'm 50. How are you 48? Because I want to be. And then all that seems so trivial now. I'm grateful to be turning 50.
Only two years. Wow.
But it depends on the situation. Like, you don't want nobody doing, like, 48-year-old things to you if you're 50.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The reality is that is your age. I want to know what the difference is.
You're going to bring the power down to a 6. You're not going to go, like, full, you're like, 8 or 9.
You're not
going
to break her hip. I got your head cracked. Now, Gary, are you going to follow suit? Are you going to go ahead and tell us your real age?
My birthday is June the 29th, 1975, honey. You know it comes always a week after yours, Portia.
That is a strong line.
1975, you look damn.
So that means I'm older than Gary. I'm older than Gary.
You ain't 45 born in 1975. You got your math wrong.
This is how you can tell a person's age. You look at the rings around their mouth. And that's how you can tell a person's age.
If we went by the rings around your mouth, you'd be 100, okay?
All right, up next, Andrew Freund sits down with the winner of The Masked Singer, Candy Burris from Real Housewives. Stick around.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, I know some of you are going through Masked Singer withdrawal, and I have the antidote to your problems. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the winner, Candy Burris.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Of course. Well, you know, of course, you're a friend of our show. But I gotta know, how did you keep it a secret this long? Because you filmed this months ago.
I didn't tell people. I just was, like, ignoring people's texts if they tried to say anything to me about the show. I just did not... I didn't respond. I was like, I wanted it to be a secret, even though I was seeing people's posts, and I know that people knew it was me. Overall, I was like, but they didn't know that I won. So I was just sitting there like, and even when we were taping the reunion, I didn't say anything.
Was that hard? Because I felt like in that reunion, I mean, it was just like, people are swinging back and forth. And you, like, if I was you, I wanted to be like, bitch, I won the Masked Singer. Talk to me about what it's like being the first female winner of the show. You're representing the ladies this time.
Yes! Oh, man, I'm so excited. Okay, so I did not realize at first that I would be the first woman, you know, because like it was like, you know, when I was watching season one and season two, trying to figure things out, you know, I was like, okay, I should do this, I should do that. And then it hit me at a certain point. I was like, wait a minute. A woman has never won. A woman has never been past third place.
Yeah, but also, like, let's talk, you beat out some iconic, late. I mean, you beat out Chaka Khan, you beat out Dionne Warwick.
When I saw that it was Chaka Khan, I was like, like, what am I gonna do? How am I supposed to perform? And Chaka Khan is here, you know? She's iconic. Dionne Warwick, she's iconic. So I was just sitting there like, how can I even compare? I'm just thankful that I was able to, you know, make it to the end.
What were some of the more fun people that you thought, that they thought you were?
Okay, it was hilarious when they thought I was Lil' Kim. Okay, I was like, nah, I got swag, but I don't know if I got that much swag to be Lil' Kim, okay? That was fun.
No, I feel like it's kind of like Atlanta was representing on the show because we got you and we got Bow Wow, also, you know, two ATL staples.
I was happy. I was happy that we got to the end. I was really hoping that it would be both of us at the top two spots, you know, because that would really be representing for Atlanta and So So Def Records. But, yeah, you know, we got there to the top. We got close.
So what was it about this experience that kind of, I guess, reignited your fire and got you emotional?
Doing this show, it just rebuilt my confidence all over again. You know, it just was like a boost of positive energy. Like the judges are so positive and they just uplift you with their feedback. So
are we going to see, is there a solo endeavor coming your way?
What? Yes. Okay.
So, yeah.
I just dropped a new song. It's called Used to Love Me. I need you to put it on your playlist right now. Stream
done,
it.
Done. I got my phone right here. Putting it on. What do you have to say to all the haters?
The more you talk, the more you're going to see me. Okay? The more you're going to see me, and I will be embedded in your brain.
She just dropped that mic. You just, boom, out. Candy, congratulations. You are awesome. You're so awesome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, y'all, the worst thing you can do is leave someone on red after they've texted you. And Catherine Schwarzenegger knows all too well this feeling after her own brother Patrick did this to her. So Catherine took matters into her own hands and called him out on IG, honey. Lord have mercy. Apparently, Patrick had time to post a photo of him and his girlfriend, darling, but not to answer her text. So Catherine left a comment on his post, and she said, I legit text these pics to you and have not gotten a response. And Patrick responded with a pair of crying, laughing emojis, like, ooh, sorry. So, Heidi, do you think she should have just waited for her brother to contact her?
You know what? I feel like they probably just have this, you know, just brother-sister pokey relationship. But yeah. I mean, do people not know that on your text, you can set it so that no one knows you've seen the message?
That's right. Really?
You can turn that on. I don't know if I read it or not. It doesn't say that. But my favorite is when you text somebody, they don't text back, but then they're posting on Instagram, and then later, like 4 hours later, they go, sorry, girl, I miss you. I was taking a nap. I was like, oh, take a nap on Instagram.
Yeah, right. So, Portia, would you feel offended if one of us texts you and we left you on red, but you saw us post on IG a few minutes later after your text? What would you do?
I'm not going to lie. If it was any one of y'all besides Gary, but Gary, I just had to give him a pass because Gary's phone, I truly believe, works one way. I truly believe he can only text me, call me, because when I do it to him, I don't get a response.
That damn jitterbug that he's got.
It goes
that
one jitterbug. Way.
Don't and believe you it or not, believe it.
I'm sitting here wondering, what in the hell is red? I don't understand what he's talking about.
He got that phone when he was born in 1975.
Yes.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.